Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's very special podcast, we are looking at how British people have been reacting to the very sad news that Queen Elizabeth II has passed away. If you want to listen to the news story about this, then go to my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. And the episode is ready for you right now. But this episode is all about how Britain has reacted. Before we look at it, let's have a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. I'm going to give you the word first. Try to listen out for it. Try to understand the word based on the context. And then at the end, we will look back at the words, the definitions, and how I use them. So the first word I want you to listen out for is throne. T-H-R-O-N-E, throne. Next is an adjective, countless, countless. Next, to pay respect. Next, mourn, M-O-U-R-N, mourn. Next, a coin, C-O-I-N. What is a coin? And the next word, stamp, S-T-A-M-P. What is a stamp? And finally, duty, D-U-T-Y, duty. Listen very carefully for those words, and as I say, we'll come back to them at the end. On Thursday, Queen Elizabeth II died at the age of 96, 70 years on the throne, during which time she saw 15 prime ministers, met numerous presidents and religious figures, and visited countless countries around the world. An incredible life has come to an end. It's an extremely sad time for the royal family and much of the country. Thousands have already been to Buckingham Palace and Windsor, where the Queen spent much of her life, to pay their respects. For others, this isn't an especially sad time, with some questioning why they should mourn the death of someone born into power. It's a very strange moment for British people, and probably lots of people around the world. 99% of us have never known anything other than a United Kingdom with the Queen. She's on our banknotes and coins, on our stamps. We sing God Save the Queen in the national anthem. And that's all going to change. It feels like we've lost the nation's grandmother or something like that. And it's quite unique. Not many countries have someone like that. This grand figure who represents the country and is always there. Every Christmas, she addresses the nation. She meets with new prime ministers, just as she did just a few days ago when she met Liz Truss. She's always there, and now she won't be anymore. It's strange. So how should we be feeling right now? Some people feel very sad. We have lost part of ourselves, being British. Others don't care. She doesn't represent me, is the attitude of many. Why should I mourn? I think people should feel however they want to feel. It's okay to be sad, and it's okay not to care that much. People should show respect, in my opinion. This isn't the moment to question how others are feeling and why they are feeling that way. Whether you're sad or not about the Queen's death, and whether you agree or not with the concept of the monarchy, her life was quite extraordinary, and she was committed to her duty and service to the country. So, how are you feeling about this, and what do you think about the monarchy? Okay, let's take a look back at the vocabulary. So the first word, throne. 70 years on the throne. Well, a throne is a ceremonial chair. So, by saying 70 years on the throne, we're saying that she has spent 70 years in power as the queen. Next, countless. She has visited countless countries. Countless means many, too many to count. Next, to pay respect. I said that thousands have already been to Buckingham Palace and Windsor to pay their respects. This means to show respect for somebody, and in this case, to somebody who has died. Next, to mourn. Some are questioning why they should mourn the death of someone born into power. To mourn means to experience sadness after somebody's death. Next, coin. And we'll also look at the word stamp. She's on our banknotes and coins, on our stamps as well. Well, a coin is a flat piece of metal used as money. And a stamp, well, that's what you put in the corner of your letters. It's a small adhesive piece of paper attached to a letter or parcel to indicate the amount of postage paid. And the last word, duty. And this came right at the end. She was committed to her duty and service to the country. Duty is another word for responsibility. Okay, so hopefully those words are clear for you. Now, if you want to read the transcript of today's episode, it is free for you to read, so it won't cost you a penny or a cent. All you need to do is go to my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. That's Patreon, which is spelt Patreon .com/learnenglishwithben. Go there and you'll see the transcript ready for you to read. As I say, it is completely free to read, and you'll also find out about how you can become a member of the Learn English with Ben fan club, where you'll get access to every transcript of every episode of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News, and one transcript for this podcast, Parler Anglais, every week. So if you missed any of the words or you want to check your understanding by reading the text, then go to my Patreon page and I'll put a link to the page in the description of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.